Who owns America? Who owns America? Who could possibly own America? There are people who have never seen 50 states, or even 7. Can you own something you've never seen? Could they possibly own America? The people who see America in planes may think they own America, but the fields are the way they are because of the tractors next to the houses of the people in America. The roads next to the fields are used by other people who may own America and who scoff at the plane as it goes by when they see it far, far above. But they are distracted. Does a distracted person own America? There is a man outside his house sitting on his heels, smoking. Far away from America, maybe he owns America. He is thinking about it right now, so much more than you have ever thought about it. So much wondering what the weather is like, what the trees are like, what the fruit feels like. Do they have my brand of cigarettes? He gets up thinking about America, not worried about his investment, genuinely curious about America. America is not used to being thought of that way. She shivers. There is a man named Alvar Nunez Cabeza de Vaca. In 1530, he walked across America. But even he didn't think he owned America. It seems only the people who don't spend much time in America think they own America. They don't get out much. They don't ask anyone else, "Hey, am I stepping on your America?" Which is how you would act if you were from the suburbs and owned something. There hasn't been much argument over some parts of America. They seem to be unwanted. No one wants that America. But if you own America, you too own America. You can't only own a part or some of America. You have to own the whole America. It is like a common law marriage without the ceremony. I wish I could tell you more about who owns America. They're having a hard time finding the records. There is a lot of meaningless paperwork here. But outside, the geese are flying. Pull up a chair if you want to observe them while you wait.